Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. QuakeMan70 is my handle here on Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news, they have those terrorists cornered in France, the ones that killed, that murdered 12 people the other day. And I pray that they will take out these terrorists. And so that's the big breaking news story going on right now. They have those murderers cornered. They do have hostages. Hopefully everything will turn out right. I'm coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can call in right now live to Blog Talk Radio, area code 347-633-9660. Area code 347-633-9660. Now, my sponsor today is Home Video Studio. Video services for everyone. Contact Miguel Salas. They're located at 1250 Beach Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32250. Their phone number, 904-612-3032, or toll-free, 877-618-3553. Check out their website at www.homevideostudio.com/Jax, J-A-X, okay? And they are my sponsor for this segment of my network, GNN Gregory News Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Call us today for, they have video editing, home movie transfer, DVD and CD duplication, video to DVD transfer, DVD deluxe, photo video keepsakes, video production, videotape duplication, videotape repair, international conversions, format conversions, video prints, photos from your videos, legal video services, sports highlights and scholarship videos, video to computer file conversion, family time videos, this is your lifetime video, DVD offering, documentary style, corporate videos, savers of the family archives, video life stories, everyone has a story to tell. So that's the services they offer there at Home Video Studio, okay? So give them a call, local number, area code 904-612-3032, or toll-free, 877-618-3553, okay? Good people there. So that's the big breaking news story going on right now. They have those terrorists cornered, those murderers cornered, and they do have hostages. Hopefully everything will turn out to be fine. Also in the Dallas area, they've been getting earthquakes recently. And so, you know, I believe that I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes, but I know God is with me. I'm a preacher. God has called me to preach. And the thing is, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You can call in right now on the Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Now I'm going to read out of the book of Proverbs. Today is the 9th. Today is January 9th. And hope and pray that everybody to my listening audience, that you're having a great new year. And it's a new year. Praise the Lord. And we have to give, we should give God thanks. We should give God thanks. It is a new year. And praise the Lord for that. And the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my best friend. He's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. Now I'm going to read out of Proverbs chapter 9 here in the King James Version of the Word of God. The King James Version is the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. If you need to contact me after this 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio worldwide, you can. My cell phone number 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. A very special shout-out to my fiancée, Maria. Maria, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for your love. Thank you. God bless you. I love you, Maria. Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn him hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple, and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat, in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Now, I also read out of the Days of Praise booklet. And today's the 9th, so I'm going to read for January 9th. It's 2015. Thank God for another year. Praise the Lord. You know, it says here for January 9th, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. You know, it says here, Scripture frequently refers to the Christian life and work in athletic or combative terms. When all things are considered, reason compels the Christian to enter into the race and fight. We as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, should never give up. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He never fails. God Almighty never fails. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. One God with three personalities of God. The Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit. We have to be bold for Christ. You know, stand up for God. Take a stand for God. That's what I do. Now, am I perfect? No, I make mistakes, but I know God is with me. I repent on a daily basis, and so should you. Turn away from any evil way that is in your life. Turn away from any evil way that is in your life. And by the way, Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Man married to woman, having children. Homosexuality is of Satan. Is of the devil. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent from your wicked ways, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. Repent. Remember, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to read out of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, if I can get it here. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast. I'm glad you are listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm looking for a verse here, a particular verse. I can't find it right now. In the book of Revelation. Okay, Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's a lake of fire, ladies and gentlemen. People that deny the Lord Jesus Christ, not believing in him, are headed to the lake of fire, and all liars are headed to the lake of fire. We as Christians should not lie, ever. We should speak the truth in Christ, in love, in everything that we say and do, because we have been changed by God. Now, if you get in the flesh, you can speak lies, and that's wrong. That's sin in the eyes of God. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. And those people who do not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, who are not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, their father is Satan, the devil. And the lust of their father they will do. And so I implore you, repent from your wicked ways. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave by the power of God on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father and making an intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Another special shout out to my fiance, Maria. Maria, I love you. I got less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me on my cell phone afterwards, 904-504-4283. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. I've been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. Okay, going to be wrapping up. You have a great day. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're listening right now, please call upon the name of the Lord to save your soul, and he will do so. Believe God. It is impossible for God to lie. Have a great day. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Take care for now. May God bless you all. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take care for now. Bye-bye.